The Justice Minister is understood to have postponed plans to introduce facial recognition technology for use by the Gardaí. It's understood that the government has agreed that separate legislation will be needed for the technology, that the current planned legislation under which body cameras will be introduced will not be sufficient to cover both. We're joined this morning by the chairperson of the Oireachtas Justice Committee, James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North. Good morning and you're welcome to the programme. A lot of understoods in that introduction. Is that your understanding of what's happening?
Good morning, and yes, it is indeed my understanding, and in fact it's my expectation. What's going to happen now is what many people, including myself, had advocated for some time, and that is that first of all the body camera legislation would be rapidly enacted. So that's a piece of legislation which came before the Justice Committee, which I chair, about a year ago. It received due diligence and due scrutiny, and we prepared a report on it, and then it went through later stages in the Dáil. Now, that is pretty much ready to go through committee stage and become law. And now that it's been, I suppose, separated from the facial recognition technology issue, that piece of legislation in its original form is ready to go. And I would expect that will be passed. And I'll be doing my best to get it a committee slot over the next couple of weeks and have that into law before the summer break, which will mean that Gardaí will be able to avail of body cameras on the streets and all the other places that the Commissioner tells us that they would be very useful. And I have no issue with that. I'm quite happy that's happening. In parallel, the facial recognition technology aspect of this, which has been so controversial, has been now divorced from the original piece of legislation, the original bill, and will be put through as a separate act, a separate bill. And that will be, again, subject to scrutiny and due diligence. And stakeholders will have the opportunity to come in to the Justice Committee, express their concerns, express their views. We will then be able to have a good look at that. It is a very complex area. It's an area subject to rapidly changing legislative guidelines, not least in the European Parliament and in other jurisdictions, and we'll be able to make an informed view as to how we can best then adopt facial recognition technology, whether that would be with the body cameras or with something else.
Okay.
But I think the situation where the body cameras were sort of held up in limbo, waiting for the FRT route to be resolved, was unsatisfactory. And I think that there's absolutely no reason why we couldn't have done, what we're now going to do. I think it makes perfect sense.
Right.
Just pass the body camera legislation into law and get on with that.
So the question is, officially the Minister is saying the discussions are still ongoing among Cabinet. No decision has yet been made. Why do you believe the government was so insistent on bringing facial recognition technology in under the body camera legislation? Why were they so intent on doing that?
Well, look, I think to be fair to government, there were different views around the Cabinet table, there were different views around the Justice Committee, and there were different views across the Dáil. So I suppose that's reflective that was reflecting government discussions, and it's a strength of government to be able to weigh different views, consider them and come up with a compromise.
But has the turnabout only happened because of that vote in the European Parliament last week to ban almost all artificially intelligence-backed facial recognition technology in public places?
I think I'd certainly be informed by that, but I think with probably the direction of travel in any event, I would have spoken to Minister McIntyre quite recently since he returned to the office, and I would have spoken regularly with Minister Harris over the last few months as well. And I suppose everybody has the same goal, to find a way to give the Gardaí the powers that they require to combat crime and also to introduce technology to speed up processing and, reduce manual hundreds of hours being spent, but at the same time do it in a way. And one of the things I think that's key here is we don't want to do something that's going to be rushed through. A complex piece of legislation being rushed through as an amendment to another bill, tagged on at the 11th hour, and then falling apart in the Court of Appeal in 5 or 10 years' time, and prosecutions coming apart. But let me just talk through, there are some safeguards being introduced when the facial recognition technology does come through. It's envisaged that it will only be used for particular specific offences, generally those attaching a sentence of life imprisonment, so the most serious offences. Secondly, it will have to be authorised, a prior authorisation by a chief superintendent or above. So in other words, you can't just turn it on willy-nilly in a crowd situation or at a protest or when walking down the main street. It has to be prior approved. And then there will be a number of safeguards, such as a review by a High Court judge on an annual basis, and best practice codes of conduct, etc. So even when it's been brought in as a separate piece of legislation, which I very much welcome and I think is the right way to do it, it will be subject to a number of safeguards. So look, I think this is the right balance. I think it always makes sense to embrace technology. There's no reason why law enforcement should be deprived from best practices and best available technology to speed things up and ultimately to catch the criminals, which is what they're there for. But we need to do it right. And my strong opinion was tagging it on to the end of another bill was not a good idea. And I'm very glad now the government have, I suppose, taken this decision, or expect we'll take that decision very soon formally.
But you don't think the changing legal atmosphere internationally impacted this decision at all? Because you and the Green Party in particular were making this point for many, many weeks now, but it didn't seem to be having the impact.
Yeah, no, I think the changing international context has been a factor in this. I'd say it's not the only factor and not necessarily the decisive factor. But I think certainly, I suppose, the planets are aligning in the sense that we, myself, the Greens and others around the cabinet table and around the Dáil have been expressing concerns. And some of us in different ways than others. My own view is I'm not intrinsically opposed to it, but I just think we need to get it right in terms of process so it's not challenged later on. Others might have more doctrinaire views and perhaps some are opposed in a civil liberties perspective, you know, in its entirety. But I think that the European Parliament decision and the fact that the European Parliament is probably going to be the first parliament in the world to legislate for artificial intelligence, that's a very forward-looking, progressive step. And I'm very proud of the European Parliament that we're so much part of Europe in doing that. And I think, of course, that has to set the context because a member state cannot go off and legislate for something that's about to be prohibited on a higher level. But having said that, I think I want to give credit to both ministers, Minister Harris and Minister McEntee, because I've engaged both of them in detail on this, you know, and all the people that have played a part in this discussion. I think this is a sensible compromise. I think we would be able to embrace technology with safeguards and checks and balances in place.
And will one of those safeguards also be not to allow the technology to be used in live situations? Because you'll be aware of the statistics from across the water. 80% of those images picked up were entirely innocent.
Absolutely. That's a major concern. That's something that came up in the first round of scrutiny that we did on the body cam legislation. You've also seen cities like Boston, I think San Fran, and others, Portland in the US, actually bring this technology in and then reverse it out. And you've seen challenges such as Bridges versus South Wales Constabulary in the UK, where court challenges were successfully taken after the FRT had been used indiscriminately. So any use of it in Ireland would be retrospective, and it would be limited, and so just to authorization. So it would not be possible, and would be specifically, my understanding is, it would be specifically prohibited in law to have a sort of a live scanning exercise. So you actually, it won't just be not legal, it will actually become illegal to have a kind of mass surveillance. So that would be, that would actually be banned. So it will only be in certain limited and generally retrospective exceptions, and they will have to be authorised in advance by senior Gardaí.
Thank you very much.
I think it's a good balance.
Thank you very much.
James Lawless,
Fianna Fáil TD and chairperson of the Oireachtas Justice Committee. 8:32, Brian's here with the news update.